Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Adam. Oh, it's going great. How about you?
Ah, excellent. Busy day for me. Busy day.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. The morning was nice and calm, and then all of a sudden, 2 o'clock happens, and it's extra crazy around here.
Okay, well, that's, I hope, a good thing for you.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely good for business, and which is great. It's a so it's been very rainy here.
Yep.
We keep saying that over and over. And so today was somewhat sunny, and now people are realizing, oh man, I need to get on that solar project. So that's what we're working with. So we've got, I think we have over 100 projects in the queue right now. So
for solar. Yep. That is amazing. Well, thanks for carving out this time of your day to let us know what's going on.
All right. Well, today I was hoping to talk about solar and new homes.
Okay.
So California recently approved solar in that has to be installed on new homes. So it's kind of mandated before, you know, a brand new house, not existing, but a brand new house that's being built has to have a solar panel system built with it.
Wow. When did that start?
That started, or it will start January 1st, 2020.
Okay.
But we're having lots of home builders try and figure out what is the least amount of money they have to spend call a home solar. And so no one's really defined what that is. And surprisingly, you know, we have a lot of people who said, oh my gosh, that must be great for my company. And I wish it was, but it is not. Surprisingly, no one knows how much solar power they're going to need when they first move into a house. So it's not like a swimming pool or, you know, electrical work or something like that, where you have a pretty good idea of what the household is going to need.
Mm-hmm.
When someone moves in, they really, it's a straight up guess of how much power. If they're ultra conservative like me, where, it's 87 degrees in the summer and 64 degrees in the winter, we're pretty conservative on our electricity usage.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people though that that want it at 72 degrees year round. So either the air conditioner is rolling or the heater is on.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I have two people in my house that are just like that, but
okay.
But, you know, I do my best to make them suffer, but and so it's you know, it's just, who knows how much power someone's going to need when they move in. So these homes, when they're being constructed, the builders are putting on four panels or six panels, which is equivalent to about a $30 a month electricity bill. So
wow.
The crazy part is that when the new home buyer moves in, they think, oh my gosh, I have solar panels. And then they just go crazy with their electricity usage. And so it's, they just assume that since they have solar, that they have endless power. And what happens is they get their first bill and the electricity bill is going to show $10 a month. And they're going to say, all right, solar's working. My bill's only $10. They don't really read on from there because there's another section that shows cumulative. It's called NEM, net energy metering charges. And that's kind of where the bank, the solar bank is, where that is the amount of power that they're being charged for in excess of the solar production.
Okay.
So they're not reading that. That is where the summer bills can hugely accumulate. And that's where if it, because it rolls for 12 months. And so at the end of 12 months, these new home buyers who are just, you know, just moved in essentially, and they've been there for about a year, they get a giant bill. And when I mean giant, I could mean $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 is probably. So on all of the different things that are going on in solar, we're just not a fan of this new legislation. So while it is the best of intentions, it we can see a lot of problems going forward. So hopefully people will be educated when they are buying a new home. Mm-hmm. And then if not, do a little bit of research if you're listening to this podcast, or share it with someone who is buying a new home, and let them know that they're most likely they need to be conservative in the first year, but be prepared that you're going to have to add more solar power after probably being in the house for a year or so.
So if I'm a new homeowner and I'm moving into a house and I look up there and I'm like, wow, oh, I got 10 whole panels up there. What should I do? I should investigate how much power that's going to be able to provide. I should go to my utility like website and see how much I'm using.
So go to your utility, look online, see how much power you're actually using over and above what the solar panel system is providing. Mm-hmm. Check with the home builder and see if there was a monitoring system that came. We've talked to so many homeowners that they have a system where there's no monitoring and they really have no idea how much the system is producing. So if they were given any kind of monitoring, that would be great. They can buy aftermarket monitors that can tell them how much the solar panel system is producing, but really is looking at what they are using from, in our case, the PG&E.com site. Mm-hmm. So they can know that, don't be surprised if you're using $200, $300 more than what your solar panel system is producing, and maybe start making those payments as if you were going to owe that money. Same time, contact, a trusted solar company and have a couple of proposals done with a couple of different scenarios, maybe a low, medium, and high. Let them know what you're planning to add electrically. Hot tubs are huge electricity users. Swimming pools now can be pretty mild in terms of electricity usage. It's really air conditioning, electric cars, all of that kind of stuff needs to be factored in. But if they really want to be safe, is just really go for a year, make payments on the solar, on the electricity costs, and then have a new system designed right after that.
That makes sense. Wow. Imagining myself in that position, that would be a big one. That's a scary thing.
All kinds of stuff. But there's a lot to know in solar, and that's why we don't expect our clients to know that. We expect, we're the solar experts, so we want to take the worry away from our clients, and the solar panel system should be something that they're enjoying and looking forward to receiving their electricity bill, not panicking after 12 months and saying, I have to take out a loan to pay my electricity bill.
Oh my.
It's crazy. It is crazy. So.
Wow. That sounds like a nightmare scenario. Thanks for educating us about that one.
Jeez. Oh yeah. I'm already looking forward to the next one.
All right. Anything else to add?
No, that's it. I think we're good for today.
All right, great. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast, Straight Talk Solarcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to drop us an email at straighttalk@solarharmonics.com, or you can leave us a message on our Facebook group, our Facebook page. Just check us out in the show notes, and we'll talk to you all next time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
So on all of the different things that are going on in solar, we're just not a fan of this new legislation. So while it is the best of intentions, we can see a lot of problems going forward. So hopefully people will be educated when they are buying a new home. Mm-hmm. And then if not, do a little bit of research if you're listening to this podcast, or share it with someone who is buying a new home, and let them know that they're most likely they need to be conservative in the first year. But be prepared that you're going to have to add more solar power after probably being in the house for a year or so.
So if I'm a new homeowner and I'm moving into a house and I look up there and I'm like, wow, oh, I got 10 whole panels up there. What should I do? I should investigate how much power that's going to be able to provide. I should go to my utility like website and see how much I'm using.
Go to your utility, look online, see how much power you're actually using over and above what the solar panel system is providing. Mm-hmm. Check with the home builder and see if there was a monitoring system that came. We've talked to so many homeowners that they have a system where there's no monitoring and they really have no idea how much the system is producing. So if they were given any kind of monitoring, that would be great. They can buy aftermarket monitors that can tell them how much solar panel system is producing, but really is looking at what they are using from, in our case, the PG&E.com site. Mm-hmm. So they can know that, don't be surprised if you're using $200, $300 more than what your solar panel system is producing, and maybe start making those payments as if you were going to owe that money. Same time, contact, a trusted solar company and have a couple of proposals done with a couple of different scenarios, maybe a low, medium, and high. Let them know what you're planning to add electrically. Hot tubs are huge electricity users. Swimming pools now can be pretty mild in terms of electricity usage. It's really air conditioning, electric cars, all of that kind of stuff needs to be factored in. But if they really want to be safe, is just really go for a year, make payments on the solar, on the electricity costs, and then have a new system designed right after that.
That makes sense. Wow, imagining myself in that position, that would be a big one. That's a scary thing.
All kinds of stuff, but there's a lot to know in solar, and that's why we don't expect our clients to know that. We expect, we're the solar experts, so we want to take the worry away from our clients, and the solar panel system should be something that they're enjoying and looking forward to receiving their electricity bill, not panicking after 12 months and saying, I have to take out a loan to pay my electricity bill.
Oh my.
It's crazy. It is crazy. So.
Wow. That sounds like a nightmare scenario. Thanks for educating us about that one.
Jeez. Oh yeah. Already looking forward to the next one.
All right. Anything else to add?
No, that's it. I think we're good for today.
All right. Great. Thank you everyone for listening to our podcast, Straight Talk Solarcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to drop us an email at straight talk at solarharmonics.com, or you can leave us a message on our Facebook group, our Facebook page. Just check us out in the show notes, and we'll talk to you all next time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.